Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
This is Dean.
I'm Diana, and we're delivering the truth
in
New
York
State
and
beyond.
Okay, we've got...
Boy, do we have a plethora of mind-melting information to go over before we bring our guest on today, huh?
Yeah.
So live and nationwide, again, I say this every week, that's a pretty scary thought. Considering our ratings are actually very well, so we want to thank all our listeners for that.
Yes, we do.
Yeah,
without our listeners, we wouldn't be anything.
Well, we would be something. We just wouldn't be on the air.
Right.
Right?
Or we'd be talking to ourselves, yeah.
Right, which we did at the very first show, I think. But,
yeah.
You know, we've kind of come a long way in 8 months here. So, obviously the big news of the day is Petto or somebody, one of my friends called her on Facebook, Queer Elizabeth, has passed on to... I'm not sure it's the side that we would be going to, but...
Yeah, I think there's a billboard on the 400. Are you going to heaven or are you going to hell?
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, most people that are probably listening to this podcast, well, maybe not, you know, some that are listening to this podcast, but if you ever go to Freedomizer Radio and there are 40 other people that have live broadcasts and what they talk about, you know... You might know a little bit of truth about the royal family, and seeing that they're up at the top of the elite, and everything else that controls the world, such as the central bankers, and, you know, and we just go down the pile, and they're right at the top. You know, there was a thing on Facebook, and I'm not saying this is my opinion, I'm just saying this is what I've seen, that, you know, she was a child sex trafficking, Satan-worshipping monster.
Go ahead, read the rest of it.
Yeah, what she did was cruel and unnecessary. She isn't resting in peace, and I wouldn't be joining, and I won't be joining the grief train on this. And then it goes on to quote Proverbs, something in Proverbs. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, obviously there's a ton of rumors of this going on, that she was, you know, into the pedophiling, the human trafficking, the kid-eating, adrenochrome whole realm of things. But...
just like Hillary.
Right, just like the rest of them. So I think it's going to get really interesting with what's going to happen now that she's gone. Or maybe she was already gone and they just timed this just perfectly.
You know, because nobody has seen or heard from her since June, when she celebrated 70 years on the throne. Now, I know if I'm on the throne for more than 15 minutes, Diana starts bitching. You know, you'd think she'd take some X-lax or something, spending 70 years on the throne. That's a long time.
I don't think I have ever said one thing about your bathroom habits. Not one thing.
I was just being funny.
Except to leave the fan on.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I think it's going to get interesting, and I'm sure there's going to be more information that's going to be coming out about this. Maybe some, you know, past experiences with Princess Diana. But let's get on to a little bit of what's going on in New York State. So Steve Bannon was indicted on state charges today of money laundering, conspiracy, and fraud related to the border wall effort. So tell everybody who he was in case people don't know.
Remember, Steve Bannon was Trump's chief of staff. You know, he's the guy with no neck, a little heavy, you know, long hair.
Oh, I was going to say kind of like Nick Langworthy, but with long hair.
Well, yeah, long hair, no neck, yeah.
Right. So, yeah, that's interesting that happened today, too.
Yep.
So, well, when we're talking about New York State, obviously last week the gun law went into effect, and, you know, people are in a big uproar about this with the new gun laws.
Yeah. So now, unless you currently have a pistol permit, you can't even buy a semi-automatic rifle or shotgun. Now, you know, you think about it, just about everything out there, you know, is a semi-auto rifle or shotgun. So you can't even buy those unless you're a current pistol permit holder. The gun dealers are losing their minds because there's no paperwork to sell somebody a semi-auto, rifle. Not only that, but part of that paperwork, they say, was to call the FBI the NICS check, you know, where they call when you buy a gun. And the FBI said they will not accept, they don't have the manpower and they won't accept those phone calls.
So
it's, you know, like I said, you know, when the Supreme Court shot down the May issue stance that New York State had on pistol permits, and went to a shall issue, in other words, New York State may issue, you know, so you have to prove to New York State why you deserve to have a pistol permit. The shall issue is more Second Amendment aligned, where the state shall issue you a permit, and the burden is on the state to prove why they shouldn't issue you a permit. So the U.S. Supreme Court knocked that down. So what did they do? They went and gave the middle finger to the Supreme Court and say, okay, watch what laws we're going to pass now.
Right.
And these are, you know, the most unconstitutional laws. Basically, they made the whole state a gun-free zone. I'm thinking about making up a bunch of T-shirts and selling them that'll say CCW allowed here, because restaurant owners and, you know, clothing stores and any establishment has to have a sign up that says CCW allowed here. Otherwise, you're not allowed. This was a discussion last night at my gun club. you know, because they serve alcohol, they're not allowed to, you're not allowed to carry in that establishment. So even if the sign out there says CCW allowed here, you can't bring a gun in there, even a shotgun after you're done shooting trap or skeet. So the only way that you could do it and follow the law is they'd have to shut the bar down, and then you could bring guns in and put them in the rack. It's nuts. What else? Here we go. This is old news, okay? Before Labor Day, Greg Abbott, governor of Texas, is sick and tired of Brandon's border policy, so he sent 35 buses, 1,800 migrants to New York City, since New York City is a sanctuary city.
Yeah, and they gave him everything for free.
Yeah. And then he sent another 180 buses, 7,400 migrants, to D.C. During the same period, which was the weekend before Labor Day weekend, they seized 625,000 fentanyl pills, okay, the weekend of 8/28 and 8/29, and 4 pounds of fentanyl. Now, this would kill, I forgot how many millions of people. It was like something like 30 million people if it got out. Let me see.
So, I was having a conversation with a real liberal today, and now while he's a great guy, very smart guy, he's a liberal. He's originally from California, and we were talking about the illegals, and I said, so how do you feel about the gas prices now and the food prices and all the illegals coming into the state that you're giving them money? He's like, well, you know, they're going to come here, and they're going to go to work, and you know, they're going to contribute to the society and pay their taxes. I'm thinking, you are literally delusional.
Mm-hmm.
No, most of them, I'm not saying all of them, but most of them will probably collect food stamps and, you know, live off the system.
You know, you think about
it. But he really believes his own bullshit.
The first thing they do when they come to the United States is break a law.
Mm-hmm.
The very, very first thing. And somebody on the radio, you know, and this is interesting. The migrants are now the new class of indentured servants. And who are they the indentured servants to? The cartels. Because the cartels are the coyotes and stuff that are bringing them over, and it costs a lot of money. So, and then they're also the ones that are carting them all over to these cities and dropping them off and stuff,
yeah.
Besides, you know, Governor Abbott. And, you know, this costs money. So these guys are giving their whole lives and souls, you know, selling that to the cartels for who knows how long for slave labor to pay off their coming to this country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and I'm wondering, what are they doing, busing them there with gas or electric?
Yeah, right.
It's kind of funny this week with California, you know, they're preaching everybody to rally around and do their part, you know, to avoid the power outages and keep your air conditioner at 78, yada, yada. And then now they're telling them, you know, before 4 p.m. you should pre-cool your home. After 4 p.m. stop using major appliances. This whole rigmarole of stuff, right? But yet they're having power outages.
Well, and,
right?
You know, they're banning the sale of all gasoline-powered cars.
Which they're doing here, too.
Yeah, right. They're doing it a few years earlier than what New York wants to do. But then they're also saying, to save electricity, don't charge your cars. So,
right.
You know, and now with all the smart technology, where they've got their smart meters and, you know, they know how much electricity you're using and when you're using it, and the smart TVs, they can tell you what you're watching and stuff. You know, it's just a matter of time before they shut the electricity off to your car charger because they don't like what you posted on social media.
Yeah, and I was laughing at, I mean, now, I love this family member, but she has an electric mower, and she was working doing her mower today. And it ran out of electricity halfway through the grass. So she had to charge it. And I'm like, well, how does that feel? You know, to run out of electricity when you're doing your lawn, now you can't finish your chore. Just like if you're driving somewhere and you run out of electricity, you'd be stranded on the 90 in some snowstorm, and you can't be able to get anywhere. So
right.
Think.
You know, it's not like pulling up to a gas pump, filling up your tank, and then, going on your merry way. It takes a while to charge these batteries. You know, think about anything that you've got at home. You know, electric drill, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I've got some fast charging batteries that'll charge for one of my things that they'll charge in about 20 minutes, but still, that's only one of all my electric stuff that I charge the batteries. It takes that long. Most of it's, I've got one electric weed whacker. It takes 9 hours to charge that battery. 9. So,
yeah. And that's just a weed whacker.
Right.
Oh, my God. So, anything else with New York this week that we want to, they're claiming that Lee Zeldin is 4 points now within Kathy Hochul.
Within 4 points, you know.
Right, yeah, until they cheat and she wins.
Right.
Yeah.
And then,
we'll
you know,
see.
With the pistol permits, you know, what was it, September 1st, all that went into effect, and I guess there were lines, the Niagara County Clerk, because this is all done by county clerks, the Niagara County Clerk said that the first person in line on Friday got in line at 3 in the morning. Now, these guys don't open till 9, so he was in line for 6 hours so he could be the first one in there, and what they're doing is essentially grandfathering everybody that if you got your permit in before September 1st, then you were under the old rules, even though you weren't issued a permit yet. You know, they still don't know the details and stuff. They're probably never going to work out the details. They'll just let everybody suffer for a while until the Supreme Court says, no, you can't do this either. So,
if they do,
yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see, because, you know, we're dealing with
New York State, yeah.
Yeah, well, we're dealing with something deeper than that, and we already know that. So,
yeah.
Speaking of New York State, you know, New York State is made up of an assembly, a Senate.
Assembly and a Senate, yeah.
Right, yep, and, you know, they're the ones that sit in Albany and decide our life.
Right.
And unfortunately, at this point, most of them are Democratic.
Yep.
You know, we're working on trying to change that in New York State, and if this is going to be the year for that to happen, this has to be the year. Because if it doesn't, they are going to go crazy when they go back into session in January, because they have got some crazy, mind-boggling, draconian bills sitting there, including that bill that they want to vaccinate your children to send them to school, and they're done that in 2019. So people better start paying attention. Turn off the Kardashians and start really paying attention to the legislation in New York State. Because people will say, oh, when did that happen? Like my liberal friend today, he knew nothing about the whipped cream fiasco.
Yeah, right.
Well, I don't want to know anything about that stuff. And I'm like, well, this is the stuff that's going to affect your life and your business and your kids' life. So I would start paying attention. So we have a guest tonight, and Sandy Mangiano, and she is running for assembly in New York State in the 147th District. And she's running against Pat Burke. And I have a vendetta against Pat Burke personally because he, first of all, he's in my district. I think Sandy's, luckily enough, in my district. But he voted for the religious exemption to go away in 2019 among many other ridiculous things that he has voted for and has sitting in legislation that she's going to talk about. We have our first commercial break in about 9 minutes, but we're going to bring Sandy on briefly before the commercial break so she can introduce herself and tell us how she got interested in running for assembly and tell us a little bit about herself before we go into more detail.
Okay, Sandy, are you there?
I am. Hi, Diane.
Hello, my friend.
Thank you so much for your support. It means the world to me, and let me say thank you to everybody who is supporting me along this path. I am so humbled and grateful, and I meet so many wonderful people on this journey that I find myself on, and it's God's time, which I tell my children that all the time. You know, I'm an old nurse of 40 years, and I decided to throw my hat in the ring. I don't know. I just, after COVID, I saw what was going on, and I thought, this is insane. And, you know, I was widowed in 2019, and my husband is up in heaven going, oh, wow, what is going on down there? And, you know, I'm gonna do this, and my kids are behind me 100%. But the people are why I'm in this race. This is the hill we die on right now. this country, the state, we're at a pivotal point, and we need to turn this around now.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Yep.
I think your late husband was a very renowned chiropractor in the area, and I'm sure that he would have been crawling out of his skin seeing how that the healthcare workers handled COVID, no doubt. And I know that you were too, with being a nurse.
Yeah, Tony's up in heaven going, oh, how'd that free will work out for you? Not so good.
Yeah, exactly. So,
instead of adjusting backs, he'd probably be breaking backs.
I'm really right.
But, Diana talked earlier about,
I
Lee
just
Zeldin.
Lost it for a minute because, somebody's probably listening to my phone.
Yeah. But anyway, Diana was talking earlier about Lee Zeldin being within 4 points of Kathy Hochul, yada, yada, yada. It's imperative that we take back the Senate or, get more Republicans in the Assembly, because right now, the way things sit, if we don't gain any seats in either of those, it doesn't matter if God is elected the governor, they'd be able to override his veto with the supermajorities that they've got in both houses. So we've got to get out there and support our Republican candidates and get all of our friends to go out and vote for them and try to break these supermajorities.
Yeah.
We all have to get out and vote. That's the most important thing. Don't stay in your house. Go vote on November 8th. And Lee Zeldin, I've met him several times. He's a wonderful man, and he is the one to turn the state around. So we have to bring the red tsunami to New York State now. And we can do that if we just get out and vote.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, and the thing is actually getting people to vote. There's a lot of registered voters, but they don't come out. And, you hear different things like, oh, my vote doesn't matter. Oh, one vote doesn't make a difference. It's these issues don't affect me. But, these issues affect everybody. It should be a group effort here.
Right.
It should be a group effort. And you need to go out on November 8th and vote. And vote red. And, Mr. Burke, we're going to unseat you. Kathy Hochul, you're out. And I hope Steve Sams wins his race and all the other candidates that are awesome. Ralph Hernandez, Frank Schmierzneck, Katrina Zeflowitz. I mean, there's just good people that are running. And, don't have a lot of money, but we're going to just do it.
Yeah, definitely. Ed Rath is another one. He was on our show not that long. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the thing. We really do have a good group of people. It's just getting the word out and trying to, realize that, these people exist. These are people that want to make changes.
Right.
They sure do.
So I think what we're going to do is go to our first commercial break, and then we have some questions for you on what you think when you get into Assembly, what you think you're going to do to change it. And what
Sounds
you think
good.
You're part of being at. So, and then I definitely would like to speak about some of the ridiculous legislation that Pat Burke has supported when we come back from commercial. So are you okay to hang on for about 4 minutes?
I sure am.
All right. D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. We'll be back in 4 minutes, guys. Hang tight. We have to pay those sponsors.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison, the show about everything and nothing at all.
Join me, Dahl Arntzen, your host, Fridays, the Alaskan Patriot Network. I will bring you conservative views and news both at home here in Alaska and around the world. So be sure to tune in Fridays, 2 to 5 p.m. Alaska Daylight Time, the Alaskan Patriot Network.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the Word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the Book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
You realize there's something really wrong with our world. Things are not adding up. Well, you came to the right place. Tune in to the Right View Radio Show on Freedomizer Radio every Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time with your host, Jumana, where we connect the dots, uncover the truth, and expose those who are trying to usher in the new world order.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Hello, my name is Christy Rose, and I'm the co-host of Mental Acumen here on Freedomizer Radio. I was trained as a health coach at the world's largest nutrition school, the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. I want to support you on your journey to a healthy mind-body connection. I believe the healthcare system is broken, and we need to play an active role in improving our health. We need to take a proactive approach to wellness. If you've struggled to lose weight or to maintain your weight, please consider reaching out to me because I was trained to look at people as individuals and to address the whole body and mind at once. Our bodies are more intelligent than our minds, and they try to scream for help in ways such as depression, acne, and fatigue. I can help you using natural holistic methods to get to the root issues and decrease or eliminate symptoms. I offer a free initial health history consultation, so please visit my website for more information or to schedule an appointment at CoachChristie.com. That's CoachChristie.com.
All right, we are back with Sandy. Sandy, you're still there?
I am.
Okay, good.
Thanks for holding on. So I saw that you reached 1,500 doors that you knocked. So you've been to 1,500 individual doors promoting your running.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we've hit more than 1,500. And two Sundays ago, we did 175 doors in 90-degree heat. So the young man that I, work with is an amazing kid, a young man, and Michael has just helped me along the way, and yeah, we just keep walking and talking.
So when you're talking to people at the door, what is one of the biggest issues that they've presented you with?
Security in the schools. I met a father who is a nurse, like myself, and his daughters were starting school, and he bought them a bulletproof backpack. In my wildest dream, I could never imagine that. But I guess this is what parents are terrified for, the safety of their children. And it makes me physically ill to think that, you know, people are worried about all of this when the kids should just be going to school and just, you know, and meeting new friends and getting experiences that are positive and sports and everything else. But we're in an upside down, right side world. Not good.
God, isn't that the truth? And, you know, when you look at the stats on these kids and what COVID did to them, you know, not just having to wear a mask, not just with all the social distancing crap, but their studies. They're saying that the average kid could be a year and a half to 2 years behind in their academics in a public and private school.
It's horrible. It's just horrible what we've done to our children. And we need, never again should this ever be a thing. I mean, but you know what, Kathy Hochul, there is word on the street. You know, she's got vaccine mandates and mask mandates. Never again. You're never hurting our children again. And I will tell you, as long as I'm alive, I will stand for the children.
Mm-hmm. So, well, I know there's it's not word on the street. It's the truth. I mean, that legislation, as you know, is literally sitting there for these kids to get jabbed with COVID-19. In fact, I know a school nurse, and this is going back, this has got to be close to a year and a half now. I would say about a year and a half. She's a school nurse, and they have access to all of the kids' vaccine records, you know, because they all have to be caught up on their vaccines to attend school. Well, the COVID-19 vaccine is already sitting there in the database. It's just empty. So if you don't think they're going to try to not pass that, people, you're sadly mistaken. Because I think I feel like it's kind of gone along the wayside a little bit, you know, now that they're back in school and things clearly are normal, right, that I think they're going to really spring it. And I think that's part of the reason why this chick keeps her emergency powers.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, she's just intoxicated with the power and doesn't want to give it up. But let me ask you something, Sandy. Now, you know, because I don't know, you know, and you may or may not know the answer to this question. So since body armor is now illegal in New York State, what about the bulletproof backpacks? Would they also now be illegal?
That's a good question. And, you know, here are these parents that are buying this for their children. Is it illegal? I don't know the answer to that, but I'm going to get to the bottom of that. Because we're in a crisis. Like I said, it's the hill we all die on now. And we need back. I mean, we're on the crazy train. And when you go door to door, I have a walk list on an app that is on my phone. And it tells you what their political affiliation is. And I say, I don't want to know their political affiliation. I just want to go door to door and find out what is your concern. And when you do that, there's so many people that are struggling right now. You know, even my opponent, I went to a house and his neighbor is one of, like, so this woman was just recently widowed. And she related to me because I'm a widow. And she said, when does life get back to normal? And I said, well, there's a new normal. There's not your normal. And you know, I talked to her a bit, and when you relate to people on a one-to-one basis, this is what you're supposed to do. And I understand from people that voted for Pat Burke before, he hasn't been out doing doors for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know, and you've got a real good point there, Sandra. You know, what I believe, and a lot of other people, and you do too, I think, you may not know that you believe it, but you represent all the people of your district, not just the Republicans, not just the Democrats, but everybody, because that's your job, to represent the people in your district. So that's something that a lot of people forget about. You know, they're only representing the Republicans, or they're only representing the Democrats, instead of representing the people.
Right.
You have to represent we the people.
Yeah. There's such a divide there, and I think that talking, and like you said, when you're out talking to them, and if you're talking to a Democrat, they may have some of the same concerns that a Republican does. You know, there shouldn't be that divide there. There should be that unity, and unfortunately, you know, there's not.
Well, you know what? I'm trying to find that unity, and that's why I'm going to win the race, because nurses don't ask your political affiliation. They don't ask your religion. They just say, how can I help you? And I'm an old nurse. Well, everybody says don't say you're old, but I am. But nurses just go out and they help people, and that's going to be my job in Albany. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to help people. And we're not going to look at your political party. That means nothing to me. What means everything to me is you people. And there's so many beautiful people on this journey. I am so humbled and grateful. I'm grateful that you opened your door. I mean, it's hard, you know, after COVID and everything else. But people do answer their doors. And you know, if you have a minute to explain your position, they're willing to listen, and that's the beautiful part of this journey.
Yep.
So tell us, when you're out, I'd like to know these things. I ask everybody this. What's the strangest thing that somebody has said or presented to you when you've been out knocking on doors? Funniest story, craziest story, tell us one.
You outrun the dog.
Drunk people that answered their door, their dog bit me. You know, I ended up at urgent care. And, you know, I was like, you know, it's not the dog's fault. I have two dogs and a cat. I was
right.
Just, you know, trying to pet the dog. And that was, he was just trying to protect his family. And I didn't make an issue of it. The other thing is, when you go door to door, you have to just be open and, you know, not rigid. And sometimes they want me to move forward, you know, move along. And sometimes the 10 minutes that you spend at a door, the world, because people struggle and they need to be heard. And that's what I do.
Yep, and people want to talk when you're at the door. I know that from experience of going out and getting signatures so people like you could be on the ballot. You know, I only average about 2 signatures an hour because people want to talk. And if I'm standing there in front of them, God bless them, I'm going to talk to them.
That's right, talk to your people. That's what we're supposed to do.
Right.
So, you want to talk a little bit about some of the legislation that Pat Burke has and Pat Burke has done?
Okay, yeah.
And that
yeah.
you think that you'd like to change? I was just looking on his website and some of the stuff that he has here. I don't know, pick one, Dean, and ask her about it. This is some of the legislation that he has coming up. Like, look at this one here. He wants to make South Park Avenue in or near Lackawanna a state highway.
Oh, yeah, that way the state has to pave it and fix the potholes and plow it and maintain it.
And so the city doesn't.
And the city does. Right, that's exactly, you know, the town I live in, there's 43 miles of town roads, and everything else is either a state or county road that the county pays the town to plow the snow on those roads. Here we go.
I don't understand, Mr. Burke. I've watched some of his stuff and looked at what he stands for. He doesn't stand for anything. Let's be honest. He doesn't, I'm looking at his tweets. It's all about climate control, like climate change.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. People are, like, hemorrhaging out of the state of New York. Do you think you should worry about that? Who's going to be paying the taxes?
Exactly. Just like when you're talking about climate change, it looks like he has one here that he would like to ban the use of plastic straws. I thought they passed that one already.
UN.
Yeah, they want to ban the use and of course Dinowitz co-sponsored that. Imagine that, right?
Dinowitz?
Right.
Yeah, they want to eliminate the use of single-use plastic straws in New York State. I mean, these are the kinds of things, like you said, that we have so much upheaval, so much craziness, so many people suffering, yet here we are. You know, let's worry about plastic straws, just like last year in legislation when they got rid of plastic shampoo bottles in hotels. Are you serious right now?
Yeah. Well, this is a good one that we just have to come on. The medical use of psilocybin. Now, if you don't know what psilocybin was, you may have heard of magic mushrooms from back in the 60s.
Hmm.
And so he wants the medical use of hallucinogens, a natural hallucinogen, not LSD, but psilocybin mushrooms. And why? I don't know.
I know. It's so brief. It doesn't even tell us in here. It just says relates to medical use. So who knows? It could be anything. And that's the weird thing about all these bills in New York is trying to figure out the language is,
I've said for many, many years that every time a body passes a law, it takes away a right. Because most of these laws prohibit you from doing something.
Yeah.
The example I use is, 30, 40 years ago, they passed a law that you weren't allowed to hitchhike and walk on an interstate. You know, you don't see people walking on the interstate anymore. And that was probably a good one because there were probably a lot of people getting killed in the middle of the night. You know, the drivers didn't see them and, hit them. But still, that was a right that you had to walk on the side of the interstate. You know, the interstate was paid for by tax dollars, so why shouldn't you walk on the shoulder? And they took that right away for safety reasons. And, I personally think that legislative bodies should be measured not by how many bills that they pass, but how many bills they repeal. That would be, a good Congress or a good legislative body.
Yeah. Sandy, what do you think about that?
Well, I agree. I mean, we have all these laws, and you know what? New York State that's filled with laws is losing everywhere. I mean, let's go to the other crime in the state of New York, right? Yesterday there was a machete slashing in the subway in New York City. Who would go to New York City? And it used to be the shining, city on the hill. People loved to go to New York City. It was fantastic. My son, my oldest son lived there for a while. Now, would you go to New York City? Hell no, you wouldn't. You'd take your life in your hands. And this cashless bail nonsense is nonsense. These criminals are doing harm beyond, what was the thing Kathy Hochul I read today about she wants everything to be equitable. If you're a criminal, it's not equitable. You did the crime, do the time.
Exactly. A friend of mine just retired about a year ago from being corrections officer because they required him to get the jab and he wasn't going to do it, so he retired. And he told me, he goes, you know why these people are in jail? And I said, why? He goes, because they're stupid. They just can't obey any laws. You know, they can't even obey the simple rules within the jail. And they do their time, they get released, and a week later they're right back in jail again because they're dumb. You know, and you know,
it's not just that. They know that they're going to get off. You know, that's part of his bail reform. They just, there are no boundaries anymore.
Well, unless you're a law-abiding citizen.
Right. Well, there's that. Right. So, Sandy, do you mind if we take a live caller?
Sure.
Okay. Caller, area code 716-901, if you could give us your name and where you're from and your question for Sandy, we'd appreciate it. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Donna, and actually I'm from Cheektowaga, New York. But I have a question regarding the number of women in the New York State Assembly. Are there many? Because I have no idea, just by looking at, you know, the statistics for, you know, who's running for office and who's not. And if so, why aren't there more women running for office? Like yourself.
I didn't hear the whole thing. My phone is like, again, near who? Big governor, you know, they're listening to your phone. So what was the question? I'm sorry.
Okay, the question is, approximately how many women are there in the New York State Assembly? And my other question would be, why aren't there more?
There should be more. I met with 5 women across the state recently. They're called Women on the Rise. And these are women that were never involved in politics. And let me tell you, they're rock stars. They're just mothers. They're business owners that said, I've had enough. And, you know, these are people that just said, we're fighting back. And there should be more women and there should be more fighters than, but there are. And it's, we just have to bring them along. And people are afraid to get in the fight. I mean, my children, I can give as an example, are afraid for, you know, stuff that's happened. I've been chased down a street. My oldest son the other day found that out, and he was like, you didn't tell me that. Well, no, I don't tell you that. And let me be clear, Anthony, I'm not afraid because these are, you know, irrational people that behave irrationally. So you just need to, like, we need to take this back. And it's mothers, it's mama bears. We are going to fight this battle, and it's a battle that needs to be won right now.
I have to agree with you on that. What are your feelings about Lee Zeldin taking over the state against the Queen?
I've met Lee Zeldin like 6 times, and he is a wonderful man, and I can say that talking to him, and he believes in the state. He's a father. He's, you know, he's just a great man, and we need to fight for him. And if anybody needs a Lee Zeldin sign, I'm the distributor for them. He's a good human being, and we need him to fight the fight in New York State.
I wish you the best of luck, and I hope that you do get elected to the Assembly. I think you're going to be a wonderful representative for your district.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for calling in and listening, and God bless you and your family, and God is in control first. That's what I'm going to say.
That is true. Okay, that's my daily thing. If it wasn't for him, we would be in a lot worse shape than we already are.
You are right.
Okay,
100%.
Have a great evening, and I appreciate appreciate you taking my phone call. Okay, good night.
Thank you very much for calling in.
You're welcome.
Yeah, great questions, Donna. Thank you for calling in from Cheektowaga, New York. So just to switch gears a little bit here, how did you feel about Hochul's comment about telling the Republicans to leave the state?
Yeah, that sounds like
hey, Kathy,
you're
going to leave the state. There's no words for this woman. A, she wasn't elected, right? Let's be clear on that. We didn't elect her. But she's worse than Cuomo. And Today I bought a flag at Buffalo Reclaim Flag Company, and I'm going to give a shout out to them because they're on Seneca Street and they do everything in wood. And I bought a beautiful flag for my wall in my home. And these are patriots, and they just opened their business. It's a father and sons, and they're awesome. We're at war right now. Put on your armor and don't be afraid. And I said this to my kids. I'm not afraid, but we're afraid for you. I said, what are you afraid of? Telling the truth? Supporting what's, you know, supporting our values? I'm not changing my values. Nothing,
yeah.
You know. I'm an old girl. I'm not changing.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's true. We shouldn't change our values or our morals just to, you know, tailor to what society thinks we should be, right? And I feel like that's what they do a lot in Albany. They just, you know, well, they don't have too many morals. The corruption
right.
kind of drips off the walls there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So.
And I don't have a pronoun. I'm a woman. End of story.
Yes, that yeah, right.
there is a
thing in Boise, Idaho that I was watching. They were having some big, farmers convention or something there, and somehow somebody booked an LGBTQ dancers there, and they fought it. You know, the people that were being involved in this movement, they fought it, and they won, so they're no longer allowed to be there. But these are the kinds of things, I mean, these are the big issues that we have to worry about. I don't want my kid exposed to that kind of stuff. Absolutely not. And they have them reading to kids in New York City schools.
Yeah, like in third grade or something.
Sex.
You know, they've got to make a decision on what sex they want to be for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
We're in trouble. I mean, we are in trouble. And it we need God, and we need our values, and we don't change. And this is a great country. It's a great state. My husband always talked about Buffalo as being a big living room, and it is. It really is. And we're going to keep those values here, and we're going to change the culture in Albany because it needs to go. I know of a drag show that's coming to East Aurora, and I'm sick into my soul. And somebody, you know, said, well, we need to, you know, protect the business. Well, I get that. But if you're a business and you support that, that bothers me a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Buffalo is very, very, very different, just like the rest of the state's very, very different from the city, from New York City. You know, they really do belong in their own entity.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. So how do you feel about the movement? There's a movement out there called Divide New York, which is splitting the state into three autonomous regions. What do you feel about that?
I don't think it's a bad idea at all. I mean, how much headway can we get on that?
Well, we're working on it.
Yeah, we are working on it.
I know, and I support you.
It's a great pipe dream. But, you know, the sad part about it, just like anything else that would have to pass through legislation.
Twice.
It would take an act of God for them to sign on to that.
Yeah.
And then for it to go to whoever the governor's desk is and approve it. So.
Well, I love the idea of Divide New York because, I mean, upstate doesn't have the same values as New York City. But you know what, I think there's a lot of downstaters that are families and things, and their voice is never heard.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, we need to look at that as well. I mean, there's families that have family values that don't value New York City politics. But if we could get rid of New York City politics, well, that would be great. It is a pipe dream, I guess. I don't know. We've been thinking about this for a long time.
Something down the line. So we're going to go to our next commercial, and we come back. If you could hang with us for about another 10 or 15 minutes, we have some emails that were sent to us that we'd like to have you answer. How's that sound?
Absolutely.
Okay. Hang tight, guys. D&D, Delivering the Truth in New York State and Beyond. We'll be back in four.
Hey there. Are you hesitant to get the vaccine?
Yeah.
Then get the brand new government-approved Vaccinate Me Elmo doll.
Wow! Elmo loves experimental vaccines!
With the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll, your kid will finally feel the pressure and shame we've successfully made you feel to get the COVID vaccine.
Quick! Give me the vaccine! Elmo don't want to be responsible for the deaths of friends or family! Thanks! Ha! Now Elmo's a good person!
The Vaccinate Me Elmo doll comes with a toy syringe, a stethoscope.
Elmo, your heart is beating fast. Are you having complications?
Of course not!
And a tiny vial of something. It's not the vaccine, promise. It's, water. Let your kid drink it.
Elmo, can't you take your mask off now?
No! Gotta keep that mask on! Forever!
That feels like mixed messaging.
With the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll, your child will be begging you to get the vaccine. Just scared out of their little mind for the fate of the world. Or your money back.
It's your turn. Time to get the vaccine.
You want to.
Sorry, you have to.
No.
Do it.
No.
You have no choice.
No.
Now. Now. Or else.
Or else what?
Last chance.
And for all you anti-science conspiracy believing parents, buy the re-released classic Tickle Me Elmo. It's perfectly normal.
Now this is fun.
Get the vaccine, guy.
Buy the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll today. It's required by the CDC. The Babylon Bee Guide to...
Now what do you think of the draft? I think America wants new leadership. New leadership. What kind of leadership do you suggest?
I suggest a wizard.
A what? A wizard, like Merlin, who could kill his enemies by wishing them dead. That's the way we'd like to beat communism now, by wishing it dead. The manufacturer wants more war orders and lower taxes. Labor wants more consumer products in a 30-hour week. The college boy wants a stronger army and a deferment for himself. The businessman wants a bigger Air Force and a new Cadillac. The housewife wants security and an electric dishwasher. Everybody wants a strong America, and we all want the same man to pay for it. George. Let George do it.
Ah, I disagree with you. I don't want to let George do it.
You must be the exception.
No, I'm George.
Well, that's a hot one.
Everyone wants George to do it.
Except George.
No, everything's gotten so expensive. I'm gonna starve!
Official sources say inflation is only up 7% from last year!
But the official index doesn't even count food or gas!
Transitory inflation is good and healthy for the economy!
How is it good to not be able to afford food?
Eating fewer meals per day is better for your health!
How are you gonna sit here and tell me not being able to eat food is good for me?
You're out of touch, man.
You can't ignore this problem. Inflation is real, and someone needs to take responsibility.
You're right, man. It's his fault.
Huh? You're under arrest for shoplifting.
But we're in California. No!
How is inflation affecting you? Leave your comment below. Please like, share, and subscribe. And if you want to help us make more, donate at patreon.com/freedomtunes. Thank you.
From the people that brought you the roller coaster making game and who brought you the FEMA coloring books, it's the FEMA Camp Tycoon.
That sounds cool.
Here you will have over 800 concentration camps to choose from.
Wow.
You want Vegas? 29 Palms? Jacksonville? Start with Beech Grove, Indiana, and it's all yours. You'll learn how to get people on the red, the blue, and the yellow list. I want to be red.
I want to be blue.
Buy more trains. Get HR 645 passed, but don't pay the Senate too much money. You'll need to buy gas chambers with that. Collect barcode readers, sell souvenirs, and hit the high score on collecting millions of American people, I mean, right-wing extremists. Anyway, coming soon, FEMA Camp Tycoon.
Okay, sponsors are paid. Sandy, you there?
I am.
Okay, so I'd like to get to a couple of emails we have. So this is Michael, and he is emailing in from West Seneca. And he says, Dear Sandy, I'm concerned about what's going to happen with the COVID vaccine and my children attending school. Right now, I do have them caught up on my vaccinations, but I do know what happened in 2019. What can I do to protect them?
We're going to get rid of all the mandates. You're not going to be mandated to get the COVID vaccine. All these vaccines are, I come from, a little bit of a different cat. My husband and I waited a long time to give our children vaccines. And Lee Zeldin and I are going to get rid of all the mandates, and they're not going to be mandated to get this experimental COVID vaccine. The more and more that comes out, the scarier it is. And I will protect your children. I can guarantee that.
It would be fantastic if they would bring back the religious exemption.
And we could.
Yeah. And I know that, you know, there is a bill in assembly right now, A8378, which, you know, Dinowitz, Gottfried, and Steck, they signed this. They have it sitting there. That children are required to have the COVID-19 vaccine for school. So, you know, if that passes legislation, then, you know, these families are going to be stuck in the same predicament that we were in 2019. You either vaccinate, you homeschool, or you move. You know, those were the choices that 26,000 families were left with.
It's insane. All of this nonsense is insane. It's just crazy. You want to get a vaccine, get a vaccine. Don't mandate it for people.
Absolutely.
You should be control of your own health.
Yeah, and God gave us an immune system. You know, I don't know too many newborns that are drug pushers or drug users that they have to have a Hep B vaccine at birth. So, just saying.
Amen. Amen.
So, do you have an email here?
Yeah. This one here is from Mike in Corning. I have every reason to believe that significant numbers of non-citizens and other ineligible people are voting illegally in the U.S. elections. What would you do about that?
Well, we have to secure the elections, and there's been problems. I mean, we see that along the way. We need poll watchers, and we need to, you know, secure our elections because we know what's happened in the past. So it's, I have people now that want to be poll watchers, and I'm going to make sure that they are. And, you know, the people that I've always voted, they've been there for years, and I'm grateful that they're there, but we need to protect our elections. And this is a problem, but we need to solve that.
Yeah, I agree, and I think, you know, there is no denying anymore that, you know, there clearly is election fraud, not just in New York State, but, beyond New York State. Yeah, absolutely.
So Sandy, let me ask you, how do people get hold of you? How do people donate money to you? How do they find you on Facebook? What's your website? Go ahead and give us a rundown on that, because you can go ahead and plug yourself for all that on the show.
You guys are the sweetest. I'm on WinRed if you want to donate. You can find me on WinRed. And my Facebook page
Sandy Fur Assembly or Sandy Fur 142nd Assembly. A lot of things, you know, people are posting for me. I don't, you know, I'm not always the one that's posting, to be honest with you, because I just don't have the time if I'm walking door to door. But I have a great team behind me. And, you know, reach out to me on Facebook. If you have a question, I'm happy to answer it. And, you know, my phone number is on Facebook. You can call me too. So, and I'll answer your phone call. If I can't answer you right away, I'll get back to you. But I think it's very important to know that I represent we the people, and it means all people. So I appreciate you guys for, you know, hosting me tonight, and we're going to win this race. We are winning this race. We're going to take the state back, and once there's going to be a red tsunami that, thank you, Lord, he is in control of all of this.
I really feel like you have really pushed the envelope on this. You've done a fantastic job with your campaigning and getting out, and, you know, you're very excited, exuberant, and, you know, that's going to carry you a long way. It's going to carry you a long way when you win.
When I win, and we're winning. We don't think any other way. So we're winning the race, and I want everybody to know I'm accessible, and you can find me. I will answer your questions. I'm not afraid of any, you know, controversy. There's things I don't know. I'm with this, and you know what? I'm just willing to help all the people because I'm a nurse. That's what nurses do. And I've got three guardian angels, my husband, my father, and my brother up in heaven, guiding me through this.
Yeah, and you're doing a fantastic job. We appreciate you taking the time out. I know you're a Buffalo Bills fan, so you want to get onto the game. Time is limited for us, too. We need to wrap up the show for tonight. So is there anything, just give us a one-minute synopsis of what you want to leave with our listeners tonight, because this is going to be broadcast not just live, but you're going to be on iHeartRadio, Apple Radio, Freedomizer Radio, and, you know, we go worldwide with this. So give us just a one-minute synopsis of how you want to end that tonight.
I'm a patriot, and I'm a nurse, and I'm here to help the people that I represent. I love this country. I love this state. I love my family and my friends, and there's so many of you out there, and that love and support means more than you will ever know. So I'm grateful for this journey, and I'm humbled, and it's God's journey, and that's what I want you to know.
Okay.
Everything is in God's time.
Okay, on your website, what's your website again?
It's Sandy for 142nd Assembly.
Okay, and is there a donate button somewhere on that website where people can navigate there and send you some money to help you out?
It's WinRed, and you can find me on WinRed. That's where the donation is. And if anybody's going to donate, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm very grateful, and I'm very humbled for your support. And thank you, thank you, thank you.
You know, and the reason I'm harping on this donate stuff is because, unfortunately, the way politics has come in the past, you know, 250 years is it seems like whoever has the most money wins.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not what the Founding Fathers had envisioned. They wanted the citizen legislator. You know, I think, you know, Carl Palladino and Nick Langworthy each spent about $1.5 million. That's $3 million for a congressional seat. That's out of the reach of the citizen legislator. So,
exactly.
You know,
I got no money, and it's okay, and I'm still going to win this. It's just going to be door-to-door, meeting people, shaking your hand, and saying thank you, that you opened your door and you listened to me for a minute. That's I'm humbled and grateful for that.
You know, there's this old saying that money ain't everything.
Mm-hmm. Right? Money ain't everything.
Peace and happiness is a little bit more stability there. So I know a lot of people who have a lot of money and they're miserable SOBs. So
I'm going to put a plug out. Please pray for my daughter. She's traveling abroad today. Not that I'm a fan, but if everybody would just say one prayer that she's okay and she returns back home okay, I'm blessed.
You are. We are to know you. We're so glad that you called in tonight. We'll be sure to send you the link when this is up so you can put it on your Facebook page and people that are watching the Bills game can actually tune in and listen to it.
Right.
So, Sandy,
Thank you both. I love wrapping up our show. Go Bills.
Yeah, we'll be talking to you soon, and please stay in touch.
All right, I will. Go Bills.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Okay.
Bye.
So we're going to get ready to wrap up our show, I think, a couple minutes early tonight.
Yep.
We'll talk about our upcoming show. Be sure that you guys check out our Facebook page, D&D Delivering the Truth in New York State and Beyond. Just recently set up an Instagram account, so I'm getting that going. And some of the upcoming shows that we have coming up next week.
State Senate Minority Leader Rob Ort, good friend.
Yeah.
And Rob is a great guy. You guys will see. I wish you all tune in and listen to him. Call in, ask him questions. Very, very knowledgeable. Supports the cause. Not much else I can say. There's just too much you can say about Rob.
Right. Yeah. And I'm sure that he'll be saying a lot because he can talk.
Yes,
he can. Which is great, which just makes our job here easier. So we've got Rob Ort. And then the following week, we are hosting the Pinups for a Cause. This is a nation.
No, the following week is Steve Sam's fundraiser, the 22nd.
Oh, okay, yeah. So we're not going to be on. I'm looking at the event page here, and I don't have anything for the 22nd. It went right to the 29th. So the 22nd, we're going to be doing a repeat show of Steve Sam's. And the 29th, we are going to have the Pinups for a Cause, which is a nationwide organization that dresses up as pinup girls, and they honor veterans, and they do different car shows. We're going to have Kimmy Sue on talking about how this organization started, and it really is a great organization. So I'm looking forward to her promoting her doing there. And then we're going to have on California Divide is coming up. They're going to be on our show. We've got the Cheektowaga Republican Committee coming up. We have Marie Rock coming up in the month of October, so we're booked up until November.
Yep.
Now, so tune in. D&D Delivering the Truth in New York State and Beyond. We're getting ready to sign out for tonight.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Enjoy the game. Have a good weekend.
Yep. Thanks for tuning in. Stay safe.
Yeah.
I had to say that. I hate when people say that to me. It's like, you might not know how to stay safe, but in all, and I mean, really do. Stay safe. Stock up.
Okay.
See you later.